Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, January 13th, 2023. I'm Rich Strappolino. Reuters sources say the Cyberspace Administration of China and other Chinese regulators could allow DD Global to resume new user registration and relist its 25 banned mobile apps as early as next week. Chinese regulators cracked down on DD in mid-2021 after it proceeded with a listing on the New York Stock Exchange. It subsequently delisted from the exchange and paid a $1.2 billion fine in July 2022. The Telegraph sources say the cyber incident impacting the UK's Royal Mail came from an attack from the Lockbit ransomware organization. Lockbit reportedly infected machines used to print customs labels for exported mail. The blogging platform Medium launched a Mastodon instance at me.dm. It began testing the instance with select authors and will eventually make it a perk for Medium membership. Medium claims this will offer users reliable infrastructure, consistent moderation, an interesting local feed, and a shorter domain name for sharing. As part of the instance, Medium will create a sign up with Medium interface to ease onboarding. Throughout 2022, Tesla announced price increases across its electric vehicle lineup. Today, it announced price cuts across vehicles sold in the US, Europe, Middle East, and Africa. It cut prices in Asia last week. The Model Y saw the biggest price cut in the US, down 20% and 19% for the long-range and performance models, respectively. The cuts mean the Model Y now qualifies for the $7,500 federal tax credit in the US. HBO Max will raise the price of its ad-free service from $14.99 a month in the US to $15.99 a month as of February 11th. This comes in advance of a merger of HBO Max with Discovery Plus, expected in the spring. NVIDIA Broadcast added a new eye contact beta feature, which uses AI to overlay simulated eyes on a person's face to make them aligned with their camera. Eye contact will try to match eye color and automatically disconnect if you look too far away. Apple offers a similar feature in FaceTime, and Microsoft added the feature to Windows 11 for PCs with neural processing units. The designer clothing rental service Rent the Runway will launch an online storefront on Amazon Fashion. Amazon Fashion will feature previously worn items from designers Rent the Runway already works with, as well as new items. TikTok began testing a new talent manager portal within its creator marketplace, which supports creator-authorized talent managers to manage interactions with brands and ad agencies. Talent managers can use the portal to negotiate contracts, review campaign metrics, and manage workflow. Talent managers do not gain access to a creator's actual TikTok account through the portal. Windows iTunes users are finally about to get replacement apps. A Lumia Italia tweeted that Apple Music and Apple TV apps showed up in the Microsoft Store, and Therat.com says those two apps and an Apple Devices app for syncing are all available for download in preview. Engineer Rafal Riviera noticed that the latest dev build of Windows 11 includes a reference that Microsoft plans to retire its Microsoft Support Diagnostic Tool, or MSDT, in 2025. Recently, threat actors leveraged several vulnerabilities in MSDT to run remote code, including the Folina vulnerability last year. Reliance Industries Geo Games has signed a 10-year deal with the French cloud streaming company GameStream. Geo Games Cloud is currently in beta in India, but has few AAA titles. GameStream offers white-label cloud streaming and has a partnership with Ubisoft. And finally, Amazon Games' San Diego studio head John Smedley announced he decided to leave the role, saying, "It's time for me to try my hand at something new." Smedley joined Amazon Games in 2017, but the San Diego studio did not ship a game during his tenure. He previously co-created EverQuest and served as president of Sony Online. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.